In this bulletin, Joe Biden sworn in as America's 46th president. Refugees held in Melbourne hotels will be released. And in cricket, three Big Bash clubs to wear Indigenous jerseys over the Australia Day long weekend. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sophia Petrich. Democrat Joe Biden has been sworn in as the 46th President of the United States. Mr. Biden took the presidential office administered by Chief Justice John Roberts, promising to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. The oldest president in American history, President Biden has called for unity at a time when the country is experiencing a deep political divide, health crisis, and bruised economy.
So now, on this hallowed ground where just a few days ago violence sought to shake the Capitol's very foundation, we come together as one nation, under God, indivisible, to carry out the peaceful transfer of power as we have for more than two centuries. As we look ahead in our uniquely American way, restless, bold, optimistic, and set our sights on the nation we know we can be and we must be.
Kamala Harris has been sworn in as America's first female vice president, making her the highest-ranking woman to ever serve in U.S. government. She's also the first South Asian and black person to serve in the role. Justice Sonia Sotomayor, the first woman of Latina heritage to serve on the Supreme Court, swore Ms. Harris in.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Kamala Davy Harris, do solemnly swear.
I, Kamala Davy Harris, do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
The Refugee Council of Australia says the decision to release refugees from a Melbourne hotel was well overdue because they posed no risk. The council wants the federal government to grant freedom to more refugees who arrived under medical transfers facing indefinite detention. About 30 men have been told they will receive bridging visas, including one Kurdish refugee who has likened the hotel experience to a prison. The Home Affairs Department says a final departure bridging visa allows a person to temporarily reside in Australia as they make arrangements to leave. In a statement, spokesperson for the Refugee Action Coalition, Ian Rintoul, said,
after over 7 years in detention, it is absurd for the government to expect the refugees to be self-sufficient. Many of them have not even had the medical treatment they were meant to get when they were brought to Australia.
The 38,000 Australian citizens overseas waiting to come home will be on the agenda at a national cabinet meeting later this week. Labor is pushing the federal government to take more responsibility for a safe national quarantine system to facilitate more arrivals. More than 20 chartered flights have been organised over the coming months, but Senator Penny Wong is hoping more can be arranged. Several proposals for alternatives to city hotel quarantine will be presented on Friday, including the use of mining camps. Countries have raised concerns about the slow progress in addressing gaps between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians at the United Nations Human Rights Council in Geneva. Australia's human rights record was in the spotlight during the Universal Periodic Review overnight, where Iraq raised the difficult living conditions of migrants in its address. Iran also called for Australia to end the mandatory detention of refugees and raised concerns about offshore asylum seekers. The centre's executive director, Hugh de Cresta, says the Universal Periodic Review highlights inaction on key issues.
As a wealthy, stable democracy, Australia could absolutely be leading the world on human rights, yet too often Australian governments are violating people's human rights in critical areas.
To cricket, three Big Bash clubs will wear Indigenous jerseys over the Australia Day long weekend as the sport's governing body aims to normalise conversation over the date's history. The Sydney Thunder, Perth Scorchers and Melbourne Renegades will all wear special stripes in matches on the 23rd, 25th and 26th of January, with Cricket Australia also significantly dropping the term Australia Day from all its promotions. A barefoot circle welcomes welcome to country and smoking ceremony will also take place before some games. Authorities are warning a tropical cyclone could bring damaging winds and heavy rain to parts of Western Australia's Pilbara region later this week. A tropical low heading towards the coast is expected to intensify and develop into a cyclone. Department of Fire and Emergency Services Assistant Commissioner Paul Ryan says anyone in affected areas without appropriate housing should leave immediately or find suitable accommodation. And now for a look at today's weather. Sunny in Perth with a top of 34. Same in Melbourne and Canberra today, 30 and 31. In Sydney, tops of 27 degrees. Sunny also in Wollongong, 25. Adelaide, 35. Mostly sunny. Showers in Cairns, 31 degrees. Possible storm in Darwin, 33. Brisbane today, partly cloudy, 27. Hobart, 22. Partly cloudy. I'm Sophia Petrovic. This is SBS News.